At a special session of the Pocahontas County Commission on Friday, October the 27th, the commissioners held an open meeting to provide an opportunity for public input about Snowshoe Mountain Resort's RAD, or Resort Area District, petition. Previously, the resort mailed out to all landowners a selection document to indicate support for or opposition to the RAD. Under the West Virginia RAD law, if 25% or more of the property owners in the proposed RAD district oppose it, the RAD cannot be approved. Frank DeBerry, President and Chief Operating Officer of Snowshoe Mountain Resort, made a presentation to the commission. Here is a portion of that presentation.
We made several adjustments to the petition this time around. As you know, we had over 40 people who attended those meetings signed on as petitioners this time, not just Snowshoe unilaterally. And we can show that well more than the majority of homeowners are in support this time. I know last time around it was hard to say for sure whether or not most homeowners were in support of this petition. And I hope that we've answered the key questions, addressed the key issues.
About 40 citizens, mostly residents of the RAD district, attended the meeting. Most of those who chose to speak out at the meeting were in favor of creation of the RAD. Here is a portion of Harry Gillum's remarks in favor of approval of the RAD.
I'm a homeowner of Snowshoe. I'm a West Virginia resident. I'm a business owner in the state of West Virginia. I operate two retail stores. I have about 35 employees. I pay a lot of taxes. The RAD is a working mechanism that does give the homeowners the ability to vote. I think it's a well-written petition. I'm in favor of the RAD 100%.
Robert Trout, a Pocahontas County and Snowshoe resident, also spoke up in support of the RAD because it allows the homeowners to have a say in making Snowshoe a better place. Barry Barazone opposed it because only homeowners, not the full-time renters who live at Snowshoe, would be able to vote on RAD-related matters. Rick Bond, a RAD property owner from South Carolina, responded to that by saying that homeowners would have no say about what happens to their own property if renters instead of homeowners were allowed to vote on RAD decisions. David Litzy, another property owner in the RAD district, alleges that the RAD is unconstitutional under the one-person, one-vote provision of the 14th Amendment, and it also violates the West Virginia Constitution. Litzy said that the commission should seek an opinion from the West Virginia Attorney General about the constitutionality of the RAD law before making a decision. Here is a small portion of Commission Attorney Bob Martin's response to that.
We don't always agree with what the legislature does, but as a political subdivision, the commission's job was to accept the petition and follow the procedure set out in West Virginia. That's exactly what the commission has done. Every step up the ladder, we have dotted every T and crossed every I, and that's all we can do. And you very well may be right that the Supreme Court may reverse this, but I guarantee you there will be no finding that the commission missed one step in the process.
In the end, the commission officially found that 25% or more of the landowners in the proposed RAD district did not oppose the RAD. Of the 1,862 selection documents mailed out, 1,500 were returned, with only 187 marked as being opposed to the creation of the RAD. Under the statute, the petitioners now have 30 days to withdraw their petition if they want to, and if they do not, the commission will vote to approve or disapprove the RAD petition at their December 5th meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.